This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
All right, we are less than a week from the election, and how will all the riots and looting in Philadelphia impact that race? We're discussing that. The polls are super tight now, especially in Pennsylvania. We're talking like 2 points, which is well within the margin of error. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. Every day, of course, we appreciate you hanging out with us. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Before I do anything, I have to say that yesterday, in Pennsylvania, the First Lady Melania Trump was in town. So we will be able to have Dawn do her Melania Trump impression this morning, which is fantastic. Because that makes me happy. Because I'm very, very, I'm not depressed this morning. I don't like the, you know what I mean? I got agita. So that's why I'm going to move to Italy. Take my dollar and go.
Yes.
But before I go, do you want to say what Melania said or should I play the clip?
Just play the clip.
All right, let's play the clip of Melania Trump in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania. Billy!
While the president was taking decisive action to keep the American people safe, the Democrats were wasting American taxpayer dollars in a sham impeachment.
Okay, stop it. Now, Dawn, you say exactly what she just said, please.
Yes. What she said is, vote for my husband, Donald Trump, because he's the best. He will make America better. Better and best.
Very
best
good. Thank you for that.
I don't know. No, she is lovely. I mean, she's captivating.
She's good. Yeah. She's really good. I like her a lot. I really do. She's a good asset. They should have her on the campaign trail more.
They should. People made her out to be weak and said horrible things about her, but you realize she's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Because she like grew up in Slovenia. Are you kidding me? Like, think about what she grew up with. So she's
killed some people there, too.
Stop.
I don't know if that's true. All right. So first of all, let's check in with Dawn. It's chaos in Philadelphia. Again, we've got looting going on as we speak. The National Guard's on their way in town. So good morning, Dawn.
Yes. Good morning. Zillow Show News Live. We've got 57 degrees right now and Philadelphia making national news this morning. And unfortunately, not because of the fact that we are in essence, ground zero for the upcoming election. We are making national news for the violence that has happened here. We've been talking about the police-involved shooting death of 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr., an African-American man in West Philadelphia. His family saying they called 911 for help, saying he was suffering a mental health crisis. They ended up watching their son being shot on the street by Philadelphia police. So a lot of questions. I do want to, we've been talking about Commissioner Danielle Outlaw, so I want to speak, I want to say one thing that she spoke out about. She says that when reporting a domestic incident, they do need to rethink the questions about 911 dispatchers, that the 911 dispatchers actually ask the callers. And to Zioli's point, she says there usually is a behavioral health specialist right in the radio room, but that person was not working when the call came in. So another budgetary issue going on. They would love to fully staff behavioral health specialists in the radio room. We've seen those kind of pilot programs, for example, working in Wilmington, Delaware. So I just want to point that out real quick. And finally, artificial intelligence is on the job. After a successful pilot program, White Castle just announcing robotic fry cook Flippy will work in more fast food locations in the year 2021.
Now I got to go get White Castle after the show. Yes, well so done.
I had to make you hungry there. The NBC 10 first.
My dad used to bring home White Castle for us. He'd work like a double, you know, come home late at night with a bag of White Castle, wake me up. I'd get to eat White Castle with them. Oh, nice. That was great. That was great.
Making you hungry this morning. We do have the NBC 10 first alert forecast. Today it's going to be 57 degrees, and we will see the sun allegedly peeking out from the clouds this afternoon. But tomorrow, the remnants of Hurricane Zeta arrive, soaking rain dominating tomorrow afternoon, street flooding. It's going to be a rainy, yucky day, 56 degrees tomorrow. And then Friday, raw, rainy, only 46 degrees with wind chills in the 30s. That's for your Friday. That's the Ole Show News Live for now.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. The election is very, very tight in Pennsylvania right now. The Real Clear Politics average shows it within really the margin of error. And, you know, the question I think it's going to come down to, and certainly these riots are going to make people think too, undecided voters, people are sitting on the fence. You know, they got to think to themselves, do I want a political party that's going to support defunding the police and slashing budgets? That's the question they're going to have to ask themselves. Because Joe Biden is not who you're getting. He's not who you're getting. Joe Biden is a puppet, and he's going to be a puppet as long as they allow him to stay there. And Trump was joking on the campaign show yesterday. He said they'll use the 25th Amendment on him. Maybe 3 weeks they'll give him, and then they'll take him out with the 25th Amendment. He's probably not wrong. I mean, they know that Joe Biden is. His job, he was hired to do a job. That job is to convince white voters to come back to the Democrat Party. White working class voters. And then once they achieve that, they can go, goodbye, Joe, you're gone. And then they can take over. And all the crazy people in the Democrat Party, America's mother-in-law, who wants to be now Treasury Secretary, Elizabeth Warren, really? Bernie Sanders, Secretary of Labor? Going to put a Marxist as Secretary of Labor? Are you kidding me? They're all going to be in the fold. And they know this. And you got to know this, too. If you think you're voting for Mr. Moderate guy, his running mate, as Nora O'Donnell said, the most liberal senator in the United States Senate. And Joe Biden admitted yesterday he's really just her puppet. He's really just her puppet. He's just the guy on the strings being controlled by Kamala Harris and the Democrats. His job is just to get elected. Then they'll take over running the country. That's how they're going to do that. This is Joe Biden now. He's Kamala Harris's running mate. Cut number 10.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm Jill Biden's husband, and I am Kamala's running mate. You all think I'm kidding, don't you?
No, we don't actually think you're kidding. We think that's 100% accurate, that she's going to be the boss. We do think that, actually. And that's why I'm telling you that if you're one of those Republicans on the fence, or you're a never-Trumper or something like this, they're going to be in charge. It's only a matter of time. You know I'm right about this. You know I'm right. Joe Biden had one job to do, just get elected. Just go in there and try to win back the Rust Belt by pretending you're a guy who's just a good old-fashioned Democrat from a bygone era. He's not going to be in charge long. You know this, and I know this. So at best, you get Joe Biden for one term. But I don't believe that's even going to happen. I think maybe a year till suddenly now Kamala Harris is president. And all the people in the cabinet will all be, they're all going to be on the extreme left. He'll have the token moderate Republican in there. He'll probably give, like, bring Tom Ridge back or something like that. So he can say, look, I brought a Republican into my administration. Maybe Mitt Romney will become Secretary of State, have his dream fulfilled finally. But the rest of them are going to be the most radical people because that's what they've been saying. If you just stop to listen, they have been saying, Bernie Sanders has said Joe Biden will become the most progressive president since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He said it. AOC said she's going to work day and night to make sure Joe Biden lives up to all of his progressive policies that he's agreed to. They've agreed all this stuff. It's just a matter of time. You know it and I know it. So now you look at all the chaos that's going on, the looting, the rioting, the destruction that's taking place in Philadelphia right now. And you got to think to yourself, this is a Democrat Party who has talked about defunding the cops, cutting their budgets at a time when we need more cops on the streets. And we need more money to go to the cops for things like, yeah, tasers and mental health counselors and that sort of thing. And they're cutting the police. We need more cops for community policing, and they want to cut budgets. I got to think you know, if you're a black person living in Philly, if you're a white person living in Philly, if you just, this transcends race, in my opinion. This transcends socioeconomic factors. Everybody wants safe streets. Everybody. So I think this is going to be absolutely an election issue. And then take the people that live just a few miles up the road. They certainly don't want to see the police defunded. They don't want to see the kind of crime that's taking place in the city come out into the suburbs. So you've got the city, the people that live in the city and people that live in the burbs, both united in the fact that they don't want to see this. So absolutely, it's going to have an effect in the election. No doubt about that. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. I do want to take your thoughts on the situation that's going on in Philadelphia, no doubt about it. Kelly is in Levittown. Kelly, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
Well, my thought is that I understand the outrage of what happened or what has been happening, but what I don't understand is why there's not outrage when it's citizen-on-citizen crime. It seems to be there's only rioting and protesting when it's a police shooting, but yet there's crime that happens every day in these cities, and people turn a blind eye to it. And innocent lives are taken all the time by their neighbors or their citizens. So why aren't they outraged at that as well?
Well, it's a good question. Thank you, Kelly. It's a very good question. I don't have the answer for you. But they not only are not outraged, they keep reelecting the same politicians over and over again. Penny is in Delaware. Penny, good morning.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to just have an idea, put it out there, that when the police are being faced with someone coming at them with a knife, what if they tried using a tranquilizer gun to try and get them down a little bit so they can get them, you know, arrested and cuffed?
Well, I don't have the answer for you. I'm certainly not a guy who knows police tactics, but I will tell you that those kind of things cost money. And when you're cutting police budgets and not increasing their budget, how are they going to afford stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't cut the budget. I think, you
know. That's what I mean. I mean, all these people calling on, and Penny, thanks for the call, calling on non-lethal means, that stuff costs money. The commissioner was asked a question, you know, why weren't there tasers? And she said, great question. We didn't have the money for them. You know, it's easy to play Monday morning quarterback, but if the mayor of Philadelphia is not giving the cops more money, they can't buy that stuff. They got to buy bullets. Bullets have to be the first priority. You know, the non-lethal stuff is nice, but that comes second in the budget. You know what I mean? Bill is in Warrington. Bill, good morning.
Hey, morning, Rich. Good talking to you again. Real quick, this was not a taser situation, okay? This was a lethal force situation because tasers are unreliable and inaccurate. There's a thing called...
Let's do this. Because I want to wait till the investigation unfolds itself. And I think either way, do you agree that it's unconscionable that the cops did not have tasers because the budget did not have them?
Yes, I think that's awful.
Yeah. I don't want to spend too much time on the actual incident because it's under investigation and, you know, everybody can play Monday morning quarterback on it. But, I mean, as a cop, as a retired cop, do you feel like... Yeah. This city now has the backs of the police in this city?
I can't comment on that. I'm not down there, and I was never a Philly cop. I can't make a comment on that.
Where were you a cop?
Know. Up in Montgomery County.
Montgomery County. You know, it seems like the police are asking for more resources, and every day they're being told, no, we're going to take resources away from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems to me, anyway.
I think that's a knee-jerk reaction to just appeasing whatever's coming after them.
I agree with you. I think that's absolutely right. It's a knee-jerk reaction. It's the listening to the angry mob, right? The angry mob that screams defund the police and cut their budgets.
Mm-hmm.
How was it being a cop in Montgomery County?
Oh, it was great. I was there for 28 years. I retired a couple of years ago, and, you know, we were busy, just like everybody else. We're just 12 about 18 miles north and east of Philadelphia. We got a lot of clients out of there, and... It was great, though. I mean, it was a really fulfilling job. I was glad to do it, and it was my time to get out and let the new blood come in.
Well, good for you for getting out alive, Bill. Thanks, buddy, and thanks for your service, and God bless. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. All right, so this big story of the day today. Well, I did the big story. I got to talk about my buddies at Emmons Roofing, because Emmons Roofing and Siding, they do great work. Your home, your office, you need new doors, need new windows. How about a new roof? Well, Emmons has you covered. You get a 50-year warranty on that roof, right? Isn't that amazing? 50 years? I'll tell you what. They do great work, and they have 0% same as cash financing for every one of my listeners. So you just reach out to Emmons, and Stephanie and Matt will have you covered with 0%, 12 months, same as cash financing. It's absolutely outstanding, isn't it? It really is. And here's the best part, too. Emmons knows that for when it comes to your home, you want to have the highest quality work done, but you also want to have great people doing that work. That's why all their people are vetted. They all do great work. They clean up when they're done. These are people that are going to be at your home or your office. You want to make sure that they're reliable and trustworthy. And Emmons always has the best people working on their projects. I've used them so many times over the years, and I've always felt like these are really trustworthy, reliable people. So reach out to Emmons today. You're going to be in your home a lot or your home office a lot. Well, make it the home that you love. EmmonsRoofing.com. EmmonsRoofing.com. 12 months, same as cash financing on all of their projects. EmmonsRoofing.com. Do what I did and trust the local guys who serve Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
All right, so we have an election coming up, as you know. And the election that's coming up is going to be decided by the state of Pennsylvania. There's no doubt in my mind about that. No doubt in my mind that that's going to be the case. And I think a lot of it's going to come down to what you're watching happening right now. Here is the Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf calling the Philly riots peaceful protests after 12 cops were hospitalized, after one of the cops was hit by a truck, after about 30 cops were injured, after stores were being looted and burned down, burned to the ground. Cut number 7.
I mean, as everyone is really sad by the death of the victim. And I think I share in mourning with the family. Any time that happens is a tragedy for whatever reason. And I think we need to make sure that we follow up, find out what happened. I'm and my staff have been in constant communication since last night with the folks in Philadelphia. And the hope is that doesn't escalate into anything more than the peaceful protests that I think this kind of situation brings out.
Yeah, well, guess what, Governor? It did, and it did as you were saying that. Peaceful protests. Unbelievable. All right, so let me do this. I covered a little bit of the Tony Bobulinski, but I just want to remind you that the Tucker Carlson interview with him was fantastic. You should definitely watch that. If you have not had a chance to do that, you really should. I have a question. Are you getting a lot of text messages on your phone about the election? You guys getting those where it rings and it goes... I always have the wrong name. I get one that said the other day, it was like, hey, Christina, we need you to vote. Action needed. Time is running out. Are you getting text messages?
Yeah, I get them constantly.
Constantly, right?
Yeah.
I get them from me, my wife, and Ethan. I have no idea who Ethan is. But
Ethan.
Yeah.
I got yesterday, action needed by 6 p.m. Time is running out to request your ballot. Don't wait any longer. I got that yesterday. I got working progressive families thinking that my name is Kelly. I don't know who the hell Kelly is. And then I got...
Your doctors.
Dr. Kelly, yeah, right. I'm getting inundated with these things from these text messages. It's a big issue. Hi, I'm Kim with Working America, looking to the future. What would you like the next president to prioritize? Reply with your top concern. No, thanks. So I saw this story in the Wall Street Journal. Who is policing political texts? Final days of the election, wireless companies are trying, by the way, they're trying to deal with this because consumers are getting overwhelmed with these friggin' text messages.
Do you respond to them?
You shouldn't.
I did.
Then they know you're live.
Yeah.
If I did to one because they say, can we count on you to help us stump for, and I was like, no.
I respond, this is not Greg, this is not Stephanie, this is not Ethan. So like, I just, but I'm still getting them from all kinds of different organizations.
Because they know you're a live fish. They got a live fish at the end of it.
Yeah. No, but Christopher hasn't texted me since I said no. So Christopher was respectful at least.
Every once in a while, my friends, I haven't had this experience, but my friends have said they've responded and the person will directly immediately respond back going, all right, fair enough. And just never hear back from them.
So it is an actual person. It's not a robot.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, but the problem is some of them are robots,
right.
And some of them are using this as an opportunity to scam you or get your number.
Yeah.
So you can't tell which one is which.
It's kind of like
sometimes what happens is they go, oh, let's pretend like we're asking them for a polling information. You click the link to answer a poll. Well, guess what? You've just been you've been fished like Leon Panetta. Not Leon Panetta. What was his name?
The other Leon.
The other guy from the Hillary Clinton with the Russian
bear.
Dancing bears. You know.
Oh, my God.
That guy.
Fancy Bear.
How am I forgetting this?
Leon.
So you can't click. If you click, then they could take you down that rabbit hole. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with that. Like, here, hey, John, I'm with Socialist Workers of America. Click this link to tell us your biggest priorities. Ooh, let me click the link. And you click the link, and now suddenly now they're taking your money because you're a sucker.
Yeah.
And Leon Podesta, he clicked on the fancy bear.
John Podesta,
right? John Podesta. I don't know why I get those two confused.
So you got to watch out for that stuff. So what I do is I just mute it. I just slide that. But this brings me to an earlier question that I said in my opening this morning about polling. I never answer the phone when it's a number I don't know or a number I know. I just don't answer the phone. I hate the phone. I hate it.
See, I do because what if my kids, like football practice ended early.
Wait, you have kids?
So I know. It's a shock.
Greg, are you surprised that Dawn went there with the worry about the children?
Shocked. And Dawn, my love, you don't always answer the phone. I have called you many times and you have not.
Well, that's
Crawford Shill's got something to air. He's got the air of your grievances. Let it begin.
That's only if I don't,
if you don't want to talk to me.
No. If I see my phone ringing or whatever, then I answer it. Yeah. I do
I'm
answer
it. I'm not
one
of your kids, so I get it.
But
I get it. It's fine.
No, because they'll call from somebody else's phone. Like, their battery dies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I always
answer. Yeah, no, that's it. Their battery dies. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Mom, my battery died. that's why I didn't call you. My battery was dead. Oh, the battery. So I'm just saying, you know, so I don't answer phones. So the polling issue about the accuracy of the polls, which nobody knows, we're all going to find out in a week. But I'm just saying a lot of these polls are done by calling you on your cell phone now because
yes.
People don't have landlines anymore. I don't have a landline.
No, me neither.
And so I don't answer my phone. A lot of people, I don't think, answer their phone if they don't recognize the number in this day and age.
And a lot of them, especially with the iPhone, it's a spam risk and it'll say political call
yes.
underneath it. So, like, I never
yeah.
answer that
yeah.
ever. So.
And to your point, if it's not one of my kids or their friends, I immediately hang up. You know, if it's Greg Stocker, I'm like, hello. No, I'm kidding. Hello.
Yeah, if it's the corporate shill,
Elizabeth
you click.
Warren. Hello, hello.
Definitely.
Hello.
Hello.
No, I think that that's so again. So how do you know that we're actually look, the question of the accuracy of the polls, we're going to find out in less than a week if the polls are accurate. Everybody has their theories on this. But the one thing I think we can all agree on is reaching people for the polls is probably more challenging now than ever, considering the fact that I, for one, am probably the most politically engaged person, you know, I am not answering my cell phone if I don't recognize the number, so I'll never be polled.
It's true.
I'm not going to do an online poll because I think everything's just trying to steal my money. That's the way I mean, again, I'm the son of a cop, so I think everybody's just trying to steal my money. Everything's a scam. Everything's a con. You know what I mean? So if I go, if somebody sends me a thing, goes, hey, take part in this interactive Pennsylvania poll and click this link, I go, I'm not clicking that friggin' link. No chance.
Yep.
I'm not even clicking submit. No. I'm not doing that because I don't know what could happen. So the question I have about polling data is how are we actually reaching respondents is my question. It's a fair question, right?
It 100% is. There has to be other ways other than this, right? I mean, somebody has to
how?
Be responding to these people.
You can go door to door? Hey, I'm here to do a poll. Would you like to answer some questions? And then now I know where you live? You're not going to tell a poll.
People.
No way.
No.
There
no
have been
people
that
go
that, so.
Door-to-door, but I never answered the door anyway. So
no.
Frank Luntz, who's a pollster, he said if the polls are wrong again next week, he said the polling industry is dead. It's over. It's gone. It's done. He's probably not wrong. And remember, they use polling data for other things besides just politics. You know, they poll consumers. They poll people on their likes and preferences before they release products. There's all kinds of uses for them now. But that industry... they get this wrong next week again, two in a row, man, it's going to be a reckoning in the polling industry. But I just don't, I don't know how you're supposed to reach people in a day and age in which everybody just goes click and just hangs up their phone. They just ignore the call. You just go ignore, you know?
Yeah, it's so
in the old days, at least,
that.
You had to pick up the phone first and find out it was a pollster and then hang up on them, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yep. Then caller ID came, and now it's even more easy to get rid of people.
Yeah. As I check in on Twitter, let's see. Poor boy standing ready says, part of the text message problem is Twitter sells the phone numbers to the marketers who run the text programs. Twitter is a huge part of the problem. Interesting. Thank you to Darlene Mama Bear for correcting me that it was John Podesta. I appreciate that. And when Brian says, when I get text to vote for Joe Biden, I usually respond the following way. And then I get a text message back saying they will remove me from their list. And the way he responds is by putting a picture of President Trump as the response. So, it's very, very good. Thank you to Cherry Hovavo for that social media check-in. We appreciate it. Cherry Hovavo has you covered. 0% financing in all their 2020 and 2021 models of cars. I saw another story, too, and it said they're afraid. They're buying guns, but they're not voting for Trump. And it was all about the people from Politico, all the people who are buying guns right now and how hard it is to even find one, how hard it is to find a bullet these days. But people are stocking up out there. I don't particularly think that there's going to be another civil war, because I think the problem is, in order to have that, people would have to get off their phones to fight long enough to do that. I don't think that we have that in us. You know what I mean?
It's true. It's true.
We're all too addicted to cell phones now that we'd have to put them down, and it's, you know what I'm saying? It's too complicated. Yeah. Half of people are playing Candy Crush. You know what I mean?
Fight a civil war. I mean, you know.
Civil war. I got a tweet to send. You know what I mean?
It'll be an app game. That's how we'll do the civil war. It'll be two sides. You play a virtual war. Whoever wins, that's the winner. No death. No messiness. It's all.
It'll be like, shall we play a game?
Oh,
yeah.
Soft.
Right? Shall we play a game? But I do think that. The idea, though, of the pandemic and all this rioting and looting has made people feel like there's a lot of civil unrest out there. And I don't think it's going to be a situation where you have to worry about a civil war. But I do think you have to be worried about your own personal safety always. And this article, they said that a lot of the people who are buying these guns now, they understand, you know, that there's a lot of violence out there and they're worried about it. And that brings me to, I'm very, very happy to welcome back to the show a wonderful sponsor, and that's Delaware Valley Sports Center. You know, you drive over the bridge and you see their big billboard, and it says, "Welcome to the Freedom State." Delaware Valley Sports Center specializes in firearm safety. Their training classes are conducted by NRA-certified instructors. Bob and Naraya, their classes include the various firearms disciplines from the basic to the advanced. They also do the very popular concealed carry classes. Delaware Valley Sports Center offers individual, family, and group instruction, and they can customize the training to fit your needs. In addition, the Delaware Valley Security Center runs the Act 235 classes for security guards and HR 218. So go to Delaware Valley Sports Center for training, firearms, equipment, and to answer any questions that you may have. They are the experts, and they have been there a long time, and they're there to help you. Go to DelawareValleySportsCenter.com to learn more. DelawareValleySportsCenter.com. You can't miss.
You're listening to 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk. The Rich Cioli Show. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Live from the Malamud and Associates Law Studios.
I always appreciate people that don't get up with us at 5:30 and listen to the entire show. And then they get up at their schedule. And then they start sending me the stuff that I've already talked about. You ever notice that?
Yes.
Yes.
Like my dear friend Barb, who honestly, we could not deal with our children without her help. But she sends me the link to the Tony Bobulinski interview. I did that at what, 6?
I think you were
20. I don't know.
Well, you referred to it at like 5:45 this morning.
And then I did it like 6:20. Yeah. So I look, here's the deal. Sleep in, listen to the show on your own schedule. I'm not going to judge. But when you send me stuff because you've been sleeping in, I'm working here. I'm working, all right? My mother does this to me too, Mama Zioli. She does this all the time. Rich, when are you going to talk about the Tony Bobulinski interview? I did already. I did it. You've been asleep. What do you want from me?
Oh, be careful, baby.
Thank you, Mama Zioli. Thank you. So here is a little bit of the Tony Bobulinski interview with Tucker Carlson. Tucker had him on the entire hour. I can't do that. So I can only play you clips of it and tell you to go watch him. But this was Tony Bobulinski with Tucker Carlson, cut number 11.
Sort of position behind a column so people couldn't see us to have a discussion about his family and my family and business at a very high level where Jim Biden sat and Hunter Biden participated in. I'm irrelevant in the story. They weren't raising money from me. There was no other reason for me to be in that bar meeting Joe Biden than to discuss what I was doing with his family's name in the Chinese CFC.
And this is a company with direct connections to the communist government of China. So the former vice president has said he had no knowledge whatsoever of his son's business dealings and was not involved in them at all. But this sounds like direct involvement in them.
Yeah, that's a blatant lie. When he states that, that is a blatant lie. Obviously, the world's aware that I attended the debate last Thursday. And in that debate, he made a specific statement around questions around this from the president. And I'll be honest with you, I almost stood up and screamed liar and walked out because I was shocked that after 4 days or 5 days that they prep for this, that the Biden family is taking that position to the world. And once again, I'm irrelevant in this discussion. I just was brought in to run this company and have been exposed to all of this fact. And I believe the American people should see this fact. I would have much preferred the Biden family go on record and define these facts for the American people and the globe versus me sitting here having a discussion with you on it.
Tony Bobulinski, who was Hunter Biden's business partner. Now, there's a connection to the Zioli army. Of course, there always is. So my buddy Sandy, who is a great friend of the show, she sent me a note the other day. She said, I know Tony Bobulinski. Fun fact. Shared a beach house with him a decade ago. His best friend for 30 years is a former boyfriend who she's still in touch with, actually. He's still friends with. And I said, well, let's get him on the show. But apparently, she, I guess, doesn't have the same juice that Tucker does because he's not on the show today. I got to play him on Tucker. But Sandy, I appreciate you either way. But thank you for that. So that's pretty cool. It was always fun when there's a connection like that. So there were some major bombshells last night with Bobulinski's interview. And one of those things was he said the only reason Hunter Biden was able to reap windfalls of foreign money from countries like China was because of his father, Joe Biden's influence. The only thing that he had was the Biden family name and the fact that his father at one point was a sitting vice president and potentially would run as the future president. Biggest mistake, if Joe Biden wins this, the biggest mistake the Republicans made was not going after Joe Biden during the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. I said it then. I've said it today. I'll say it till I'm dead. Biggest mistake they ever made. During that impeachment trial, they should have subpoenaed Joe Biden, subpoenaed Hunter Biden, get it all on the record about Hunter Biden's company. But instead, those Republican senators like Lindsey Graham covered for him, wanted to protect him. And they said, oh, no, let's just get through the impeachment trial. Why? You already had the votes. No, we got to wrap it up. Why? No, wrap it up. Then we'll do a separate Judiciary Committee hearing on the Bidens. Come on. Really? So that's another thing, too, that's just, you know, that'll go down in history, in my opinion, is one of those things. So on my show sheet that I have today, I see this thing about Bette Midler. Do I have audio of this, Greg?
It's a tweet, brother.
Oh, it's a tweet. Bette Midler tweeting out, are you there, God? I'm so scared. God, can you hear me? Is that what it is?
Papa, can you hear me?
Wait, that's...
Papa, God, can you hear me? I'm so scared. Trump inspires Babs. Bette Midler to pray. Are you there, God?
Yeah. Sorry, that was Babs that does the Papa, can you hear me? But it's the same
thing. Oh, that's Barbara Streisand, right. Well, I always confuse... I do always confuse the two of them. Which one was in the horrible movie Beaches?
That's Bette Midler, right?
Yeah.
Babs was in Lentil.
Another movie that nobody liked. let's see here. A student was fined $8,500 after an Instagram pic proved she broke quarantine. This is in Britain. Why has the lesser Cuomo not been fined yet for breaking quarantine?
I mean,
this guy with his lectures every day about wearing masks. Did you see the story in the New York Post how the Lester Cuomo was out there maskless in his building and the building management had to yell at him to tell him to wear a mask?
He was cited for it.
Yeah, he got cited for it.
Yeah.
And the Lester broke quarantine. Told everybody he's in his basement.
Yep.
Right? He was told everybody his basement. He wasn't in his basement. He was out there doing his thing, his naked yoga, whatever he does.
No, it's yeah.
Lester Cuomo.
I mean, he was,
is it hot naked yoga?
He was doing the butt pick, right?
Oh, disgusting. Ugh. Honestly. So fake Melania Trump was in Pennsylvania yesterday.
Fake?
Yeah, fake greatest, Melania Trump.
Greatest conspiracy theory ever.
The conspiracy theory is that Donald Trump uses a body double for his wife, that she hates him so much she won't leave the White House.
Yes.
Or she's still in New York, I'm not quite sure, and that there's a body double. And what they do is they post pictures on the internet. They go, look, the cheekbone is 4.8 centimeters higher than this picture. And I swear they do this, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the first lady was in Pennsylvania. She talked about the president yesterday. It sounds a lot like her, so I don't know. The body double then has the voice down really, really good. Maybe her body double's Joe Conklin. Is that possible?
It could be.
Yeah. He doesn't exactly.
Here's Melania in Pennsylvania yesterday, cut 12.
While the president was taking decisive action to keep the American people safe, the Democrats were wasting American taxpayer dollars in a sham impeachment. They cared more about removing our elected president. Meanwhile, I watch Donald continue to work hard to keep people informed and calm, to protect our economy, and make hard and unpopular decisions to do all he could do to keep us all safe. This sham was led by opposition, and their display of hatred is on display to this day. Children watching and learning about politics in our country deserve a better display of political responsibility. And respect for our secret institutions.
That was the body double for Melania Trump yesterday in Pennsylvania. I think Dawn could be the body double. Maybe that's possible. Is that possible, Dawn?
Yeah, I don't know. I could try to, you know, do her. Pennsylvania is so beautiful. If you want it to be beautiful, vote for my husband. No, I think...
I think you nailed it right there.
It's so interesting to me. And you imagine if the tables were switched and people were making fun of a woman who is the wife of a Democrat. Think about it. Would be what? It would be sexist, right? But everybody loves to make fun of her.
Yeah, and accuse her of not being a real person.
Right. She's not real. It's AI, right?
Greg, as I look at my cut sheet, who is the latest person to white-splain to Ice Cube?
I think my favorite plot of the 2020 election so far has been the volleying back and forth of who Ice Cube belongs to, like the Republicans and the Democrats, everybody wants. So now that he is speaking well of the Trump administration, now the Democrats don't like him, I guess. So white Joe Scarborough is giving career advice to Ice Cube. Ice Cube's a pretty successful guy. I mean, he's like the gangster rap, you know, he's one of the pioneers of hip hop. He's been in multiple movies that have made a ton of money, but you know, Joe Scarborough thinks that he made a bad career move by what he's doing. He white-splained to Ice Cube about it.
Well, let's hear Joe Scarborough, who's on the lowest rated morning show in television history, give career advice to one of the most successful musicians, artists, and creators, Ice Cube. Let's hear him white-splain a little bit. Cut 8. Cut 6.
Ice Cube? I guess Ice Cube associates himself with all those remarks, associates himself with the Charlottesville remarks, associates himself with the whole country remarks. I guess Ice Cube associates himself with Donald Trump calling Hispanics breeders. I guess Ice Cube associates himself with Jared Kushner saying that Donald Trump can't help black people if black people don't want to help themselves. I guess that's what Ice Cube associates himself with. Nice career move.
Yeah.
Nice career move, Ice Cube. That's really something at this stage.
Rain Man next time.
When you have seen such racial animus coming out of the White House being stirred up, that somebody like Ice Cube or Kanye West are deciding, yeah, hey, this seems like a good move to back Donald Trump and Jared Kushner. Let that one sink in.
Yeah. She's like Rain Man next to him. You notice that? Yeah, bad move. Yeah, definitely bad move. Yeah, bad move. What else do we have here, Greg? I noticed there's a lot of outrage over the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett. I saw there was a lot of outrage over that. The View got into it as well, huh?
Yeah, so The View actually, packing the Supreme Court, that's been everybody's talking about, packing the Supreme Court.
Yes, well, pack the Supreme Court, add justices. It's one of their little fantasies.
So Sonny Hostin came up with a new term. I guess it's actually the Democrats are actually unpacking the Supreme Court. I don't know what that means.
Unpacking the court.
But this is her take on this yesterday's Cut 4.
We all know that the Republican Party has been packing the Supreme Court for decades. They've been packing the judiciary for decades. Trump has put now three justices on the Supreme Court and just dozens and dozens of judges on the federal judiciary. So I think what we're going to see is perhaps the Democrats unpacking the Supreme Court so that there is more of a balance, because right now the Supreme Court does not reflect the values of America. The Supreme Court now reflects the minority of the values of America. And that is important because it's supposed to really reflect what is a balance of American values, with a swing justice deciding sort of what the law is. And that is not what we are seeing now. So this is going to lead, I think, to an unpacking of the court, which may lead to 13 justices, which would reflect the federal appeals courts.
Right. How about 1,000 justices? We can have like gladiators.
It's going to go back and forth. It's going to be the Democrats will put it on 4, the Republicans will put on 4 more. And you're right, there's going to be 1,000 justices before,
And eventually we could have somebody. So it relates to the will of the people. Her explanation is so wrong about the Supreme Court, but let's just play this out. It'll be like Pontius Pilate. We'll just stand there with thumbs up, thumbs down. The crowd can cheer if they like a law or don't like a law. I think the ayes have it. That'll be the Chief Justice's role. They'll all be judges in the arena, and he'll come out and go, "Hear me, justices! Thumbs up or thumbs down!" And they'll all scream, and that's how we'll do it, the Supreme Court in the future. I like it. This is a little bit of a montage from the Free Beacon liberals melting down over Barrett joining the Supreme Court. Cut 13, Bill.
It will go down as one of the darkest days in the 231-year history of the United States Senate.
Originalism is racist. Originalism is sexist. Originalism is homophobic.
And that is, they have participated in a project that has led to the deaths of probably 100,000 Americans who didn't have to die. That's the other accomplishment here, Judge Barrett.
The Amy Coney Barretts must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society.
Amy Coney.
We just stop for a second with Keith Olbermann. And removed from our society and put into a camp somewhere where she will make Pop-Tarts for everyone. Everyone. The Amy Coney Barretts must be prosecuted and moved out of society. Oh, my God. All right, keep going.
Society.
Amy Coney will all be saying this name a lot, I'm sure, because she's a nut.
It's going to be 6-3. Against that kind of interest. We thought that things were going well after Emancipation Proclamation, and we went into that period of time that we call a Reconstruction Era.
There you go.
Maisie Hirono.
Was that correct?
That was Maisie Hirono at the end where she voted and she said hell no.
Yeah, her vote was aye or nay, and she went with hell no.
Yes.
There you go.
A little hard to hear.
855-839-1210, 855-839-1210, if you want to weigh in on the show. By the way, Dave is in Valley Forge. Dave says, according to what I'm seeing on the call screen, Dave, when you get those political text messages, you actually answer them?
Yeah, all the time. Like 6 months ago, I changed my number, and it must have been like a Democrat who owned the phone. So, because I want to see what happens. So I text, like half of them, you never get a reply, which just shows you that either they're too busy or they're just too lazy. But the other half, you start getting a live person. And then what I do is I start sending like pictures of like moles on my body and things. And I'm like, hey, can you come over and show me how to like fill out the form? Or I'll put creepy texts like, hey, I'm watching you and stuff. And then all of a sudden it stops. So it's a good way to get them to stop bothering you.
Well, and also to kill some time. So you got that going for you, too. All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Listen, we got a big game coming up, and I'm hearing a lot about Philadelphia-Dallas. So if you want to get in on the action, then you want to try a same-game parlay on FanDuel Sportsbook, our sponsor of this hour of Nonstop Talk. FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's the most fun you can have betting. Pretty simple. All you got to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. And FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose in any pro football game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every pro football week all season long. And you can do that and then get the $10 back if you don't win. Do it for the upcoming game with Philadelphia-Dallas or Thursday Night Football, whatever you like. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has the same game parlay bet. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code RICH when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code RICH. You must be 21 and older, present New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit. That expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, let's check in with Dawn this morning, get the latest on all the things in Philadelphia and elsewhere. Good morning, Dawn.
And good morning, Zeoli Show News Live. We're at 59 degrees right now. We'll have that full forecast in just a moment. Some headlines here happening because there is so much going on. The National Guard now deployed by the hundreds to Philadelphia after night two of protests. So we do have breaking news with active scenes across the city, not just in West Philadelphia, as we saw during the first day, Monday, when all this began. So this, of course, all follows with the police-involved shooting death of 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. He was an African-American man in West Philadelphia. His parents and his family, his wife, saying they called 911 desperately for help, saying he was suffering a mental health crisis, something about medication changes with his bipolar disorder. So then they said they ended up watching him being shot to death by those Philadelphia police officers who were called to the scene. So a lot of new details coming out. City leaders not releasing a ton of details, saying they want to meet with community leaders. They've already spoken with Wallace's family. And Commissioner Daniel Outlaw speaking out and Zeoli talking a lot about what the commissioner had to say and relating the budget cuts to even what has been happening, with the commissioner hoping for things like lasers, things that she said we need as police officers in our tool belt, more actually training, 911 dispatchers, more training, all of that. So we will continue to follow this, a heartbreaking story for the Philadelphia, really for the police, for the communities across. And we now have stores being shuttered. So we have a lot of word of dollar stores, CVS's, Walgreens, Rite Aid's. Now they're all boarded up. So I'm seeing a lot of seniors, especially, they're complaining. They're going to the stores, boarded up, it's closed, because a lot of these stores are fearful right now that there will be continued violence. So we'll continue to follow that.
And by the way, I did a whole monologue on the budget cuts and how Mayor Kenney and the council are responsible for the fact that the police did not have tasers. Absolutely inexcusable that they did not have that tool that's so important.
Yeah, and Zeoli really putting this morning all that's happening in perspective. I think perspective is so important. Somebody called in about the homicide rate that has skyrocketed, and I looked up the number as of right now, 404 murders. We are up 42% in the city of Philadelphia this year. So just some tragic numbers. I want to mention that Ivanka Trump, oldest daughter of President Donald Trump, an advisor. She's going to be in Pennsylvania today, 1 o'clock this afternoon in Pittsburgh. And finally, no more coconut milk at Costco. Now, I know that, a lot of people buy the coconut milk because of lactose intolerant, right? So yeah. PETA pressuring stores like Giant and Walgreens to stop stocking coconut products from Thai suppliers. Why? Because they're using monkeys, chained up monkeys, to pick the coconuts.
So, the monkeys are picking the coconuts?
Yes, not artificial intelligence. You know, we've talked about artificial intelligence taking jobs. The monkeys are in, like, forced labor. chained up, according to...
That's like, that's terrible, the poor monkeys.
It's really kind of shocking. So I want to see the video of that, but I guess they're like little cute little chain monkeys, and they're forced all day to pick these coconuts.
Yeah, I agree. That's terrible.
Jeez.
I mean, I'm still going to drink coconut milk, but it's really sad. Monkeys.
So we'll have like...
I'm going to toast to them as I drink my coconut milk.
Stop.
Thanks, monkeys.
Stop. Poor little monkey. The NBC 10 First Alert forecast in this surreal world that we're living in. We have today 67 degrees. The sun will emerge, but tomorrow, oh my goodness, the remnants of Hurricane Zeta arrive, soaking rain, pouring rain, street flooding expected, and our high is only 56 degrees. Raw, rainy Friday in store, 46 degrees with wind chills making it feel like it'll be in the 30s. That's for your Friday. We could see some snow in the Poconos and maybe the Lehigh Valley Friday into Saturday. Saturday, Halloween, real quick here. We do see bright sunshine, but only 50 degrees. So a brisk Halloween. I'm Dawn. That's it for Zioli Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. A lot of people are discussing the Tony Bobulinski interview today and saying that they really should do an investigation on it. I saw that Hugh Hewitt wrote a piece in the Washington Post calling for the attorney general to investigate. I'm telling you right now, the Republicans blew it big time. They absolutely should have done this back in January during the president's impeachment. They blew it. And that should go down as a reminder to you of just how often the swamp covers for its own. Nothing is going to happen here. Just like nothing happened with Hillary Clinton and nothing happened with any of the people who were behind Russiagate. Nothing will happen to them, okay? I'm just telling you that right now. Nothing's going to happen. If Joe Biden loses, nothing happens. If Joe Biden wins, nothing happens. Nothing is going to happen. And part of that is the swamp covers for itself. And I've been telling you that from day one. You know, all these different theories about it, today's the day, they're all going to be brought to justice and they're going down and this is the day and everything. And I've been the one voice, I've been telling you from day one, stop, stop. It's not going to happen. It's not going to, they cover for each other. It's what they do. So just remember that. Now, had this all been aired publicly in January, Joe Biden would probably not be the candidate right now because people would have said it's too shady. His dealings with his son and China and Russia, it's too shady. And Donald Trump would probably be beating maybe Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders handily right now. But right now we have a tight race. And that is the fault of the Republicans. And that is the big story of the day today, by the way. Winter is coming. I don't think it's going to be a dark winter like Joe Biden does, but it's still going to be winter, and you may need a snow blower. So Toro has you covered with up to a Toro, with a Toro Power Max snow blower. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snow blowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro Power Max snow blower. So I look at these polls right now, and I think that they are so incredibly tight. And I also think to myself that the rioting that's going on in Philadelphia right now is going to have an impact on that. There's no doubt about that. But one of the questions is going to be the rallies that the president's having. You see these rallies. I see these rallies. And the one thing that is very clear is the enthusiasm factor for the president is through the roof. That's obvious. James Carville the other night said it's the pandemic, stupid. And he was talking about the fact that the reason why Joe Biden has these, like Joe Biden had a rally, call it a rally, he had an event. It looked like something that Patrick and his friends would play at school. Everybody was in a giant white circle, one person in each circle, like 25 people, giant white circles. It looked like a game. It looked like they were going to start throwing hacky sacks at each other. It looked like a kid's game. And the article that I have from Bloomberg says, Trump pins hopes on rallies that could be sealing his defeat. The theory is that as the president does these big rallies, that voters are getting angry at him because these are super spreader events. That these rallies are being held in defiance of coronavirus health recommendations, and that this has fueled voters' disapproval of his handling of the pandemic. Now, the question is going to come down to this in my mind. Do people want to live life standing in a circle? Or they want to live life as normal as possible with the virus. And so what the president's projecting, and I don't know if it's going to work. It's an interesting question. Because his projection is, look, it's here. We got to live with it. So we're going to have rallies and we're going to do all this stuff outside. We're going to take precautions, you know, hand out masks and sanitizers. But we're going to live our life. Biden is, I'm going to put everybody in a circle and we're going to live life in a circle or in your car honking. It's going to be interesting if it really is the pandemic stupid, which way America goes. Because I think it's going to say a lot about our country, and I think it's going to say a lot about what the future brings. Think about it. If Biden wins, you know there's going to be a lot more social distancing and lockdowns and all that other stuff. So if Trump wins, it's going to be America dealing with the virus, but as normal as possible. I think people want normalcy. The other story that I saw in my show sheet was that when it comes to sending people back to colleges, half of all U.S. adults say colleges that brought students back to campus made the right decision. The other half are lying, by the way. Everybody wants the college kids back at college, especially parents who have college kids. But it'll be interesting to me whether or not America goes down the road of saying, yeah, we like the idea of living our life as normal as possible, or we want to be in a circle. Like, let Joe Biden put us in a circle and we want to walk around like that. I think Americans want normalcy. I really do. And I judge that based on going to Wegmans and seeing the places packed, you know, and you go to various different places packed to the brim. Everybody's there. Nobody wants to go back to 20 people in a store at a time and having to wait outside and take your turn. Nobody wants to go back to that for a virus that has a 99.7% survival rate. Nobody wants to do that again. So Bloomberg's going to spin it like these rallies are hurting the president. People are looking at that and going, I can't believe this guy doesn't take this seriously. I can't believe this guy is spreading this stuff. But I think that it might be the opposite. You know, it might be people looking at this and going, you know what? We got to take precautions, but life has to be normal again. We can't go backwards. And you look at a Biden rally and he walks down these stairs, there's these big white circles and everybody's in their own circle and sitting on a chair and it's awkward. And then you hear about California with their nutty Thanksgiving rules that I shared with you yesterday where, you know, you can't have more than a certain number of people in your own home and everybody's supposed to wear a mask. You're only supposed to be inside if somebody has to use the bathroom. You can't share in your own home. And I think people look at that and they think that that's nuts. So maybe Bloomberg's right and I'm wrong, that these rallies are going to hurt the president. But I just think Americans, we've always been risk takers. We've always been people that live our life under great threats. Excuse me. And we really don't like to change our lifestyle. You know, after with terrorism, it was always don't let the terrorists win. Live your life as normal as possible. Remember that after 9/11? Live your life as normal as possible. Do everything you used to do. Go shopping, go to New York City, do everything. With coronavirus, it's stay home and don't go out because the virus is out there. The argument is that you're be hurting other people if you get it and spread it. But I mean, you can make the same argument with terrorism, right? If you're out in big crowds, you're giving the terrorists a target. I just think Americans like to live their life, even with threats, as normal as possible. Doesn't mean they won't wear a mask and wash their hands. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that just as normal as possible. And I think what Joe Biden reflects on the campaign trail is it's not normal to see people in cars honking at candidates. It's not normal to see people sitting in circles. It's just not normal. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe Trump's going to go down, and it'll be that fact. The exit polls will say I'm disgusted by these rallies. But it just seems like in our nation's history, we've always been the kind of people that just say, screw it. I'm taking a risk, live free or die. You know, there was a time when that literally was our de facto unofficial national motto, you know, live free or die, long time ago. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. We're coming right back with the latest on the rioting and looting in Philadelphia.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!